Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, welcome to the program here. You can join the show. All you got to do is dial in, and you can bring up anything you want here on the radio. On the number 603-283-6160. We're also online as well, freetalklive.com. Various different video and audio streaming options exist for you there. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Chris.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Coming up, fast food companies seem to be changing over, when they're doing new construction at least, to no more dining in. And we can talk about that. It's a trend that got its start during COVID, and it is not apparently slowing down. So that's on the way. Plus, the European energy situation. You know, we've been talking about it over the last few weeks here on Free Talk Live, and it isn't looking good, especially now that Russia has completely cut off the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany. And I was looking earlier this week. I said, well, there's got to be more than one pipeline from Russia to Europe. And I looked up, I looked up Nord Stream 2, and that one doesn't even operate at all. Apparently there was some sort of issue with that years ago.
It never got off the ground. Because, well, it got off the ground, and it completed it, actually. But Germany wouldn't license the provide the licenses for them to start operating.
Wow. So they but they're feeling sorry now.
And it was in relation to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So
oh, really?
It was. That's why they refused to license it. So I mean, it's really kind of funny because, you know, they're causing their own problem.
They sure are.
Yeah. Well, so Biden actually had a hand in that also with the sanctions, which led to somebody saying, gee,
yeah, it's true.
The worst thing Biden could think of to do to Russia was to shut down their pipelines. I wonder what he was punishing us for when he shut down our pipelines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's also some sort of repair that Canada had to do on one of the pumps, I guess, and that was also
Canada.
Yeah, I guess that's where they fix the pumps.
You're talking about the Nord Stream line.
Well, I don't know if it's that specific one, but one of them. Yeah, one of the pumps for one of the, you know, pipelines in Europe was they couldn't get it. I think they shipped it out for repair to Canada, and then they couldn't get it back because
of sanctions. Right. Yeah, I didn't know where the repair center was. I figured it was
that was the
Europe,
excuse but that Russia gave for some of the or one of them for some of the reduced
correct
movement of oil, but. You know, it may not have been, it was probably just an excuse. But
maybe.
Nonetheless,
it's a good excuse.
It is. And it is, but it is also true that the sanctions are also part of, you know,
they're the reason why this happened.
Right.
Well, they probably weren't trying that hard. I wouldn't have been. I mean,
who wasn't trying that hard to what?
Russia. I would imagine they weren't trying that hard to get the oil out because they have other places they can sell it. And,
in this case, I think it's natural gas, but regardless.
Yeah, right.
But that's what we're talking about here.
They do both oil and natural gas.
Yeah,
though,
they do. But I don't think on that. It's not on the same pipeline, though, right? Like
those are
I
way
don't
more
think you
detailed
can put them in the same pipeline.
Questions than I have knowledge of.
As I understand it, Nord Stream 1 is for natural gas. But regardless, they are definitely having a tough time over there in Europe, and it's all of their own creation. ActivistPost.com has a good summary of this. Brandon Smith writing the piece that though the situation is ever-changing, currently the Russian government has announced an official shutdown of all natural gas exports to Europe through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline and plans to maintain the shutdown until the EU ends its economic sanctions over the war in Ukraine. This means that around 40% of Europe's energy resources are now gone, with supply chain issues surrounding the other 60% and prices skyrocketing for households and business. And we've given examples over the last couple of weeks, especially with businesses in some cases. I think there was one in Ireland that had more than 20x. Their electric bill went up more than 20 times from 1 month to the next. It went from like 1,700 euros to over 40,000 euro
for 1 month's electric bill?
It was insane. I don't remember the numbers, but it was absolutely, you know, the situation where you'd be
shutting down.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be shutting your business down over it because it would be, you know, it wouldn't work economically.
You know, some people are seeing 2X, 3X, 5X. We've seen all kinds of examples of what businesses are suffering out there. Of course,
they're suffering way more than we are in the United States. You know, in New Hampshire, we've seen rates double, but in Europe, it's, like you said, 20 times.
Well, the argument here is that, you know, as things get worse in Europe, the U.S. is going to follow. That's the point that he's going to make here in this post. He cites an article he wrote back in March where he said, quote, "There's something else the media doesn't talk about much, which is Europe's reliance on Russian oil and natural gas. If you want to see actual price inflation caused by Russia, let the EU ban Russian oil imports," which they've basically now done by setting a price ceiling on Russian oil imports. The G7 countries have all now done that as of, I think, last week. I think we were talking about that a week ago. And
slack-jawed yokels.
Yeah, and he says also, or watch as Putin cuts off the supply. Europe is dependent on Russia. Well, in this case, Putin is willing to sell. It's just that they don't want to pay the market price for the Russian oil, so they're going to get none of it. Europe is dependent on Russian oil and gas for about 40% of overall energy production. They cannot even survive a single year without it. If Russia retaliated and blocked energy exports to Europe, the EU would have to siphon oil from many other countries, reducing global supply dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
This would cause gas prices to explode to double or even triple current levels. Now, and I'm by no means am I an expert on the oil supply, but certainly if the EU is siphoning oil from other countries, we already know what they're going to do. They're going to buy it from Russia, and that's what China's been doing. So it's not like the Russian oil is just going to sit there.
Yeah,
it's going to sell.
And one of the problems too, though, that is happening is they don't have the facilities to actually export or at least import, you know, sufficient quantities of, you know, oil and natural gas into Europe to replace what they've lost from these pipelines being shut down.
They don't have the actual physical plants to process
barrels
or whatever it is that they would be pulling in?
It's something along the lines of
tankers.
I think especially with natural gas, but they basically have to, like, compress it, and then they have to, like, inflate it, and you have to have special facilities to do that, and they don't have those facilities.
Not enough.
Yeah, they do have
some.
Yeah,
give me a call. I can inflate a lot of gas.
Germany didn't have any, though, until, like,
just recently.
Just recently. Mm-hmm. And I think they're in the process of building, like, two or three, but those won't be ready for a while.
Not until the winter past that or something.
Yeah, yeah. So it's this is not something that they're going to be able to, you know, solve easily. It's also interesting because, like, you know, the U.S. can't, you know, the U.S. exports gas, but, like, there's only so much gas you can export, right? And what you're drilling in the United States is, you know, it's being used by the United States. So there are limits, you know, even if the United States was going to say, okay, well, we'll send you as much gas as we can, you know, they still wouldn't be able to import it, and it still wouldn't solve their problems. So, but it's very interesting. That doesn't mean that the prices won't go up they're going to go up in the United States, but it's going to be because there's such there's so little room. There's so little gas to spare. That's all going to get eaten up, which is going to raise the prices. Even though we're not really exporting that much gas relatively speaking.
He also predicted in April of this year in another article saying, quote, "The Russian economy is not about to fold anytime soon, and now the EU, which is reliant on Russian oil and gas exports for 40% of their energy needs, is about to face economic doom unless they submit to paying for energy in rubles, which they won't, or find a replacement source for gas and oil, which is impossible. Furthermore, with Europe on a global market looking for alternative oil sources, a big chunk of the oil market will be rerouted. What does this mean? Less oil and gas to fulfill the demands in other countries. In other words, prices are about to skyrocket higher yet again." And that's the end of that quote. So catching up to this this article, he says, this media disinformation surrounding the economic situation with Russia disarmed millions of people and fooled them into believing it was Russia facing fiscal disaster rather than Europe or potentially the U.S. Now it would seem my predictions of a full-spectrum crisis are coming true. The question is, what happens next?
You're a knee-biting moron, Joe Biden.
Germany did pay in rubles, by the way. So.
Yeah, I think some of the other countries have agreed that they're willing to make
it. They might not be now, but that's because it's shut down.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And I bet you China's not taking the dollar either.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
live. Phones are open here, and you can join us. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I also want to say thank you to Joseph Storm, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Joseph is a platinum-level supporter over at amps.freetalklive.com, and that means that he is contributing something like five times the amount that we ask for. We only ask for $5 a month. He's doing at least 25. So thank you, Joseph, for doing that, and we appreciate that. If you want to help out, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com as well. You get access to some benefits for doing that, and we certainly appreciate the help helping us get the ideas of Liberty onto more great radio stations around the country. You go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Ian, Chris, Nobody joining you for the show tonight. We are talking again about the European energy situation, and partially because this is going to affect the whole planet, right? Like, the fact that Europe is cut off from Russian energy at this point, the Nord Stream 1 pipeline now not operating at all. It had been at 20% of its maximum starting in late July. So for about a month, it went at about 20%, and now it's not operating at all. And they're not going to turn it back on until the sanctions come to an end. So given that the European politicians are basically doubling down and saying they're going to do whatever they can do to help Ukraine, you shouldn't expect these sanctions to end anytime soon.
I don't anticipate the, I don't anticipate it being that difficult for them to get through the winter, but next winter, that's when it's going to bite.
Well, what you mean by that is that they've got some sort of backup, basically. They've got, like, tankers or tanks somewhere that where they're storing,
right,
essentially, the natural gas and the oil for the wintertime. And they have hit their goals, or they've come very close.
Yeah.
They're going to hit their goals, basically, of getting those things stocked up. But even with that, they're still telling the member states in the EU that they need to cut back by 15%.
Right, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot. You've got to lower your temperature. You got to. Right. I mean, there's all sorts of things that I'm trying to think of what some of the other things they're doing, but they're doing all sorts of restrictions.
They're just starting. They're not even really kicking this into high gear. They're kind of telegraphing that that's coming.
Yep.
They're saying to people that's going to happen. Things like that are going to happen. But I don't think they've gotten very specific on what. Like right now, it's a 15% voluntary cut.
I don't know. I know there were some protests already over
there were.
Some of these restrictions. So I don't know if they have started some of them, but not others.
Perhaps.
Or it might be something more like that. Where it's because they're already protesting, and usually people don't protest something until it's actually affecting them. So
that tends to be true. You're right about that. Obviously, we're not over there. We don't know all the details.
Yeah.
We do see some stories from time to time. I had seen that some countries were voluntarily cutting back 15%, and I know we saw the story about, I think it was Spain, where they told any business that's open to the public has to cut back to like 80 degree Fahrenheit temperatures in their stores or whatever. So like you can't have much air conditioning going on. So there definitely already were some restrictions into place. I don't know how much of it was affecting people in homes.
Had to guess, it's probably because the prices have already gone sky high.
Well, that's certainly a reason to do it on your own volition. But there was like a governmental edict of some sort in Spain saying you thou shalt not, basically. So there already are some restrictions that have been put into place under the threat of whatever penalties that would get you. So
yeah, I mean, this is also country by country, remember.
Correct.
So there are agreements between countries, but some countries don't have the same rules as other countries. So it could be, there's protesting going on in one country but not another because that country, they implemented something and people are already feeling it, whereas maybe another they're not.
Well, as I understand it, I think it was Austria said, there's one country, I think it was Austria that said they're not going to cut back on using gas or whatever. They're not going to agree to the 15%, so they're just going to keep taking whatever gas they can get from wherever they can get it, and they're not going to cut it back. So there has been that, yeah. But that is going to be difficult. Cause think about it for a moment. Like, if you set your thermostat at 70 degrees during the wintertime or something like that, which is not an uncomfortable temperature, but then you have to cut that back by 10%,
yeah,
that's a pretty, like, when you think about 10%, it doesn't sound like a lot, right?
63 degrees.
Yeah, like, when it comes to, temperature in your home, 10% is a pretty big cut.
Yeah, I mean, even a degree or two can be the difference between, you know,
being comfortable,
feeling chilly
and not,
or not being comfortable and not, for sure.
Well, hopefully they're not measuring this in Kelvin, which is really the way to calculate temperatures as percentages, because Kelvin is just like the Celsius scale, except it's translated down so that zero Kelvin is actually absolute zero, where the atom stops spinning.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they use Celsius in most places in the European Union.
Yeah, all the numbers have been in Celsius.
Right. So the media, this is again from activistpost.com. He's kind of going over some of the predictions that he made that appear to have largely come true, which is that, you know, now that Russia has completely cut off the natural gas supply and the G7 countries themselves have told, and that includes the EU, have told Russia that they're going to put in a price cap on Russian oil. That basically means they're not only are they not receiving Russian natural gas directly from Russia, but they're now no longer going to receive Russian oil because they're not willing to pay for it. So, I mean, that's... Those are recent developments. He points out that the media...
They should have elected a bag of hammers.
Would have been done a better job.
They're smarter.
I don't think they understand that socialism doesn't really work at the local level, but it especially doesn't work at the international level, which is effectively what they're trying to do. They're trying to force socialism, but it doesn't work.
They have more socialist schemes they're going to...
I know. But they failed to understand that they're not going to work. It's just... the expected reaction of Russia occurred. It's not like they, you know, the price caps were going to, like, you know, Russia was going to be like, okay,
oh,
we'll accept your, right? Like, accept your price caps. No, if you don't pay the bill, they're going to cut you off.
They'll just go sell it to China and India.
Because you can, when you totally control an economy, you know, you can do things like that, but you don't control the international, you know.
Thank goodness.
They act like they do. And when you treat, you know, other countries as if you control them, well, guess what? It's not going to go your way.
No. Yeah. I got to wonder, though, are they stupid or are they crazy like foxes? Is this another manufactured
crisis
to usher in the Great Reset?
There's a very strong theory that is exactly what's going on, that they must know what the consequences are. This is like basic economic stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you might be giving them too much credit, guys. I mean, we talk about the government being stupid all the time and incompetent.
But the thing is, they're usually not stupid so much as evil. Because the thing is, most of the time, the programs that they implement, they say, oh, yeah, this is going to help the poor. And actually, it makes the poor poorer and the rich richer.
Right.
Which, when you consider that everybody in government is rich, maybe that's what they had
in
mind.
Yeah, that's a good point. The number here is 603-283-6160. There's some more interesting speculation to come here about what is next. What's happening with this European energy crisis, whether it's manufactured on purpose or just because they're completely incompetent. We can share more of that. You can share your thoughts as well at 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is describing his mother's passing as a moment he's been dreading. He was overheard saying that while welcoming new British Prime Minister Liz Truss to Buckingham Palace. He added many others were dreading the time where Queen Elizabeth would pass away. Former Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Theresa May both addressed their fellow lawmakers at the House of Parliament, remembering the late monarch who was on the throne for 70 years. Tennessee's governor is touting additional law enforcement for Memphis as the city reels from two high-profile crimes.
The people of Memphis have seen the face of evil, and these, along with other members of law enforcement, have met that evil head-on.
Amazon is laying off 160 employees from its telehealth service. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, just click Get Started right there at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. They will give you some introductory videos that you can spend as much time as you want absorbing information. But if you only have a few minutes, just watch that first one, and you'll at least get some of the basic concepts down. These are ideas that are important to kind of understanding some of the new ideas that go into the concept of cryptocurrency. Again, it's this subject in which you can dig as deep as you like, but just get started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. And if you're ready to buy your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or fraction of a Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, you can do that through Bitcoin.com. They also have a great news site that's updated every day with fresh information from across the planet in the world of cryptocurrency. It's at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here with what is going to be the result of these European economic sanctions that have been placed, and of course the U.S. sanctions that have now put Russia in the position of basically telling Europe, yeah, we're not going to sell you any more oil or any more natural gas at this point. What are you going to do about it? Well, what is going to happen next? That's what the question is over at activistpost.com. The gentleman here writing, Brandon Smith, points out that...
Let's go, Brandon.
He says the mainstream media talk will revolve around two things: what will be done to prevent disaster, and how evil Russia is for cutting off the European population from warmth in the wintertime. And again, they're already blaming Putin over here for the gas prices.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, it's okay for us to cut off the things they need, but they shouldn't cut off the things we need. That's dirty pool.
I'm not going to get...
It's like Democrats and democracy. It's only democracy when their side wins.
That's right. Yeah. He says, I'm not going to get into the weeds of the morality of Russia's actions versus European sanctions. He says, after all, the EU sought to economically destroy Russia. And, as I've written in the past, both sides are being played by globalists to create a worldwide crash. He says, but I do want to cover the inevitable European Union response. He says, European governments are now racing to implement the only policies they understand, stimulus policies. The UK and the EU are announcing plans to artificially subsidize energy providers and pay a percentage of electric bills for households and businesses. Of course, one has to ask.
Oh, happy day.
No, why do you
print,
say that?
Print, print, print.
Yeah. Yeah.
This just sounds crazy to me.
You knew they were going to do it, though, right? Like, what else could they do? It makes it look like, so I think this is where it comes back to nobody's argument that this is calculated.
Yeah.
That they know exactly what they're doing from an economic perspective. And so what they're doing here is they're saying, we know you guys are hurting, you business owners and people and homeowners, you're hurting right now. So we're going to cut you a check and we're going to make it all better. Now, we know it's not going to make it all better, but the people who received that check, just like the Americans who received the stimulus checks that came out under Trump and then some more under Biden, they felt like it was free money, and it was just mana from heaven, but it didn't help.
Morons had no idea that they got $14 in debt for every dollar that they received just out of the first package. And then the government did a whole bunch more packages for corporations.
Way bigger.
Nothing more for humans.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it just hurts pretty much everybody.
So that way the politicians get to pat themselves on the back and say, well, at least we did something. These power companies are the ones doing this. Putin's the one doing this to you, and the power, the evil energy suppliers, they're the ones doing this. We're just trying to help. We'll cut you another check if we have to, and that'll hopefully solve this problem. And
we'll
of course,
just pay you off with your own damn money.
Well, right, and that's the thing. They're just printing. You touched on it. They're printing more money out. And that is the definition of inflation. That is why the prices are going up in the U.S. and the EU and, you know, around the planet, where these central banks are issuing more and more currency, and that's the only way they're going
to
deal with this.
One of the problems is eventually you get to a point where you've got, your economy just collapses completely and utterly. I mean, inflation.
That
seems to be the plan. We have so many examples to look at, from Venezuela to, what was it, Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe, there's a $10 trillion note back
there. Those are two more recent examples. It's also Germany at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Weimar Germany.
One, I believe it was.
That was what led to Hitler coming to power. Mm-hmm. That was what generated the desperation. Yep. So if you're another Hitler, or you want to bring another Hitler to power, well, causing hyperinflation is a good start.
So he says here in the story, one has to ask, of course, if it's that easy for governments to simply print money and feed it to the energy providers, then why don't they just pay for everyone's electric bills all the time? Well, because price controls never work, that's why. He says what the EU is planning is essentially a form of price controls, using inflated fiat money as a means to placate energy producers for as long as they can. Most oil and gas on the global market is purchased using the U.S. dollar, not the euro, so it's unclear if Europe will be printing euros to buy dollars or attempting to buy oil, gas, and coal directly. In any case, this will greatly reduce the euro's value on the energy market, and prices will continue to rise for the EU anyway. The EU and UK are seeking to cap prices and pay the remainder. But if prices keep climbing, how much are they willing to subsidize, and how much are they willing to devalue the euro or the pound in the process? Are they willing to go into complete currency implosion and hyperinflation just to pay for energy? all of the debate over government stimulus, and the effects will be meaningless, though, if the issue of supply isn't taken into account. The EU can print as much money as they want, but this doesn't help them if they can't acquire enough energy resources to provide the heating and power that the public needs. There's zero chance they'll be able to fill the void left behind by Russian gas and oil, so a certain percentage of the European population is going to suffer regardless. And then he makes some predictions as to some of the developments that Europe is going to experience in the near term, including what California is already having, rolling blackouts, further price inflation in energy, business shutdowns due to operating costs. We're already seeing that happening, where businesses are on social media posting their energy bills, and they're saying, We can't do this. We cannot raise the price. I saw somebody in the, like, it was a, I think a British pub saying, I would have to raise my price of a pint to £16 in order to even get this bill paid, basically.
We had to,
that's heavy.
My company had to increase the price of a certain product by about 10%. And we had a customer who buys fairly large quantities of this product from us. And just yesterday, it was, I believe, They called and they were asking about, you know, why the price went up, and they got put on hold, and somebody else asked me this question, and I was like, inflation.
Yeah.
And the response, you know, and he was like, do you want me to tell the customer that? And I'm like, yeah, tell the customer that. And one of my employees told the customer that, and their response was just priceless. They didn't believe it was inflation, but
it's what?
Where
does it? Can you say what country this person lives in?
This was, I believe, a U.S. customer.
Okay,
it was a large company. She was working for a large corporation, but it was kind of humorous because people are so out of touch.
How
with
do they not know
with inflation
this is happening?
About how skyrocketing, you know, inflation is going on?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like 10% ain't that much. By comparison,
woman,
over the last couple of years, I mean, we've gone up 100% in terms of prices on a lot of electronics.
Does this buyer not go shopping? Does this person not go to the grocery store?
I don't know, but
it seems like they're a buyer for a corporation, so I would think they'd be seeing all their prices going up.
Bewildering. And they paid it, but it's just like, you know, I mean, where, you know, what do you, you know, like, like, really? Like,
you had to ask, okay. Well,
yeah.
Here's the answer. Blame the state. Blame the central bank.
It was the response, and I didn't even hear the woman's actual response. I just heard the relay of that response, but it was very clearly, like, the disbelief. The person didn't believe. It was explicitly, she said something to the effect of, I can't believe that, or I don't believe that, or something. And the disbelief is just like, I was like, really?
Okay.
Is that really what the customer, you know, when they heard the truth, that's how they responded?
Wow. Everybody's price is going up. It's not going to go back down.
And if everybody's prices weren't going up, they'd just find another supplier. But since everybody's going to be jacking their prices, that probably won't help.
All right, there's more on the way here. He's got some more what he considers to be economic developments that will not be positive that Europe will be experiencing very soon. And what about the United States?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there that are waiting for you. By the way, Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective at freedomsphoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Chris.
And nobody.
So we've been talking about some of the consequences that are being faced right now over in Europe that are probably going to get much worse as the temperature begins to drop as we get closer to wintertime. With
bringing a whole new meaning to playing stupid games and winning stupid prizes.
Well, of course, the politicians are going to be nice and toasty warm.
Oh, yeah, they'll be fine.
Homes that they're staying in, but...
I mean, unless they get drug out in the street and lynched, which one can always hope.
Right, it's possible. I mean, if their homes get set on fire, then it'll get a little hotter than they were expecting. But for now, they're going to be sitting
pretty. Because if you build a man a fire, it'll be warm for the rest of the night. But if you set a man on fire, it'll be warm for the rest of his life.
And eventually there's a good chance angry crowds will be in the streets. We already saw major protests in Prague over the weekend, just this past weekend, with over, I think, an estimated 100,000 in the streets from both the right and the left.
Nice.
The left coming together to protest against the government's involvement in the Ukraine situation. They wanted the government out of the Ukraine situation, so they had a chance then at staying warm, maybe, if they could get some actual gas from Russia for the wintertime. So,
I don't see how the Ukraine is even our problem, except that, you know, they paid off Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, there's always a war going on. Sure. Somebody's always invading somebody. And we don't care.
I mean,
usually it's us.
I think the problem is more along the lines of the government's hindering sales of equipment and things of that nature. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, now the government's going to, you know, let these countries that are invaded buy equipment, you know, as opposed to, because if we had a free market, you know, then in theory, Ukraine could have armed itself, you know, I don't know, prior to invasion, as
you're
opposed
without
to
subsidy, without getting
without
free weapons from the U.S.
Right,
taxpayer.
Right. Because I think that's the real.
Well, they
problem,
didn't
right?
seem to have the foresight. I mean, any country can set up a factory and build their own AK-47.
Hold on. So the government, the U.S. government, and other governments restrict the sales of certain weaponry, right? Certain advanced weaponry, and as an example, Russia is well known for manufacturing weapons and selling them all around the world. But Russia is also dependent on, for its more sophisticated weapons, on computer microchips, which they have to get from certain other countries, which, guess what, the West controls. So the sanctions are actually hindering Russia's ability to manufacture some of the...
Wouldn't those microchips be coming from China?
No, not China.
No.
Taiwan, the United States. Basically, the West controls those.
There's no microchip manufacturers in China?
No. There's in China, they've got the 2-nanometer processes. I think China has up to 7 nanometers. That's the most advanced
smaller
they can manufacture.
Better.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about the most advanced microchips, which is how you get the pinpoint accuracy kind of stuff
for weaponry.
Yeah. Okay. So that is what is currently being hindered by Russia currently, and why they cannot manufacture, you know, their advanced weaponry to basically continue the invasion into Ukraine.
But they could still have weaponry. It's just not as advanced as it
right,
could be.
Right. But of course, if Ukraine can continue to buy the advanced weaponry from the United States, then of course, they could potentially start to fight back.
An advantage.
Right. Now, the question is whether or not the United States has enough of those advanced weaponry, you know, to deliver to Ukraine. Is the United States willing to give up all of its weapons or most of that, you know, that stockpile, because that takes a long time to manufacture?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all.
And would the Ukrainian government rather spend that money on weapons or just put it in their pockets?
Well,
whatever you embezzle, you can't spend on weapons.
There is a lot of the donations, I guess. A lot of that is being siphoned off.
Sure.
I understand. So it's
I imagine there's very little tracking going on.
There's no tracking going on
over there
and everything going over to Ukraine.
Which is what would make it a perfect money laundering scheme. I mean, basically, work it out in advance between Zelensky, Putin, and Biden, and just send billions and billions of dollars over here. Nobody will ever know where it went, no matter what happens to it. So the three of us can split it after spending enough money to, you know, make it look like there's a war going.
Meanwhile, if you send $10,000 to somebody's bank account or whatever in the United States, they want forms filled out in triplicate because they're so worried about, you know, quote unquote terrorism finance.
But they'll give millions to actual terrorists.
Right. Actual Nazis.
Yeah. Probably one of the best ways to actually get weapons, you know, is not to buy them, but to go into war zones and acquire them through cash deals to those who are receiving those weapons, because they go untracked.
Meanwhile, the people in Europe are going to get probably a little chilly this wintertime. They're pointing out here at activistpost.com some of the likely developments we're going to see: rolling blackouts, more energy price increases, business shutdowns due to operating costs. That's already starting. Energy fascism, meaning informants and government monitoring of usage. There's already a proposal on the table that I saw in the news this week. I think it was Switzerland, where they're proposing to put in certain restrictions on energy usage, and that if you get caught, it's 3 years in prison.
Whoa.
So if you get your house a little too warm, you're going to be sitting in a cold jail cell. And, of course, they're going to reward snitches, right? So if your family comes over and they see that you've got your thermostat set too high and your uncle's mad at you for something, he may just turn you in.
How are you going to prove that? Like, you think they're
taking a picture? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, how would they even know that it's your thermostat and not somebody else's thermostat, or that it wasn't pushed up 2 degrees, somebody took a picture?
Well, and people are just going to take the plea deal. They're not going to fight it in court, right?
Yeah, our system is so messed up. I totally agree. Government is terrible, and that's basically how it works.
Yeah. They just throw their weight around and they usually get what they want. They say further, more prices going up on general goods, including food, more government price controls. Government's pushing the idea of universal basic income, rationing of all necessities, severe economic decline and job losses, large numbers of people freezing in the winter, and finally, of course, civil unrest. He says, I could continue with this list, but I think you get the idea. It's not going to be pretty. For those of us in the United States, this seems...
The last one could be beautiful.
Civil unrest.
Yeah.
For those of us in the U.S., this seems like a scenario out of sight and out of mind, but that won't be the case.
No.
Europe is going to be scouring markets for energy supplies anywhere they can find them. And keep in mind, the U.S. is already sending 75% of its liquid natural gas exports to Europe. So I did not know that.
That is interesting, and I am very curious. So one of the things that people have to remember is the United States was already a exporter of oil and gas in recent years because they have expanded. It went down. I forget exactly what the time frame was, but over the last decade or so, the exploitation, I guess, has gone sky high. So we actually have... We produce more than we consume, I believe it is, something to that effect.
Well, even if that's true, the fact that Europe's willing to pay more is still going to drive prices up.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Biden, as soon as he took office, went to war with the energy industry. So it may well have been that we were producing a lot more under Trump, but that went away when Biden took over because those guys hate energy.
Well, we might be able to produce more than we are, too, right? So that's
we could,
factor.
But will they let us?
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. We could, or companies could, if the government let them. I guess in the United States. But you know what else? It'll also affect us potentially. Is if Germany, especially Germany, if Germany shuts down, that could have a major catastrophe. It could be a major catastrophe as far as advanced manufacturing of advanced microchips are concerned, because
they do that there, don't they?
They're the ones who produce the machines that produce the advanced microchips.
Right.
So your next phone, it won't have the next generation chip.
It might top out right now.
This is
the best phone you're going to have for the next 5 years.
Yeah, who knows?
Right.
Because if they have to shut down the factories, none of the companies, or maybe the prices will go sky high on those phones as opposed to not. Maybe they will still be produced, but they won't be produce in large quantities, which means you're going to be paying thousands and thousands of dollars more than what you would otherwise.
Don't crack your screen or your next phone might be a downgrade.
Yes.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. More potential consequences for this whole energy nightmare.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.